right. We are now joined by Christopher Bell, driver of number 20, Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. We'll go ahead and open up to questions. We'll start over here with Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Do you know how you broke your wrist? Like, was it, were your hands on the wheel, and was it just kind of get crushed, or did the wheel snap? Do you know and can tell us?
Yeah, I think I do. So I was still hands on the wheel, hands turned left, and then my left hand, which was on the bottom, my wrist was bent over like that on the underside of the wheel, and then just the force into the steering wheel slightly smashed it. So, yeah, just that was that.
And do you have any more concerns about San Diego and Sonoma? I mean, are you good to go for those races as well?
It's certainly going to be hard. I'm just going to play it week by week and see how I feel today in practice at Pocono, and then after the race. And I have done a couple sim sessions at San Diego, and I mean, I feel like I was able to get through, an hour or two in the simulator and do okay. So, yeah, I'm thankful that it's another 7 days away. But, yeah, I think certainly it's going to be a week-to-week thing.
Dustin Long, USA Sports, a few questions. NASCAR earlier this week stated that it was like the hardest hit, that your impact was the hardest impact in the next gen era. Said that it is up to you and the team whether to divulge the numbers. Are you willing or able to divulge what the Delta V number, what the G-force spike of your incident was?
Honestly, I don't really know. I've been told that it was 63 G's on impact. But I don't know what the Delta V is, and honestly, I don't really. It doesn't matter to me. Yeah, it was a big one, but I'm just so incredibly fortunate and thankful and blessed that my head was okay. To get out of there with just a fractured wrist is pretty immaculate. And, I owe all of the credit to NASCAR and my team for building safe cars. I know I said it in my statement earlier, but all of the previous drivers who have, paid somewhat of a price to make these cars as safe as they are today, NASCAR, from learning from every experience that they've had and every moment, every crash, it all paid off, last Sunday. So super grateful, and I'm looking forward to putting it behind me for sure.
And can you say what are your limitations with your hand wrist area and what the recovery timeline is?
From what I've been told, it's pretty much just a normal broken bone. So, under normal circumstances, they would say 6 weeks. So I would expect me to be in a cast for, a period of time. I'm really glad that I didn't have any displaced bones, so I didn't have to have surgery, which was awesome. I'm going to take it week by week. Obviously, I'll be wanting to get out of the cast as quickly as I can. And I think my group of doctors are all along the same lines to make sure that I'm healed up as much as possible, but obviously as quick as possible as well. So right now I'm pretty much driving the car one-handed. I can kind of, hold the wheel a little bit, and I think enough to shifting on the straightaways here at Pocono is I think it's going to be doable. The road courses, specifically San Diego, like there's a couple corners that you have to shift in. I think turn one at Sonoma is going to be difficult. I hope for more healing before we get to those tracks for sure.
And also, I'm sure you've done, there's been a lot of different treatments this week at a medical facility, but now that you're in your bus, you don't have all that stuff. So what is the medical treatment, or what are the things that you'll be able to do or try to do today and tomorrow, or is it just taking aspirin?
I'm probably not going to disclose that. So I think we have a good plan in place. And yeah, I think we have a pretty good plan in place. That's what I'll tell you. But I will say, I mean, I haven't driven the car yet. I've driven a street car, and I feel fine driving a street car, doing normal stuff. So we'll learn a lot whenever I get out there here in an hour or so.
We'll go back to Zach, and then we'll come up here to Jeff.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Christopher.
Where you at? Sorry, way in the back. All right.
You touched on this a little bit earlier, but just how do you feel like everything within the car itself performed, and having a couple of days to digest, A, the hit itself, but kind of the aftermath of it as well?
I mean, the car did absolutely perfect, and all of my safety gear did absolutely perfect, and that's why I'm, you know, back in the car this week. So, yeah, I mean, I think John Padillac is the guy who, you know, has really scienced out the head foam surround and stuff like that. And I was really, really grateful, you know, Sunday whenever I hit the wall that all of that R&D, all of that effort had gone into making sure that I had the perfect containment system, and it worked. Everything worked perfectly.
You also spoke with Chase right after the accident, but once you guys got out of your race cars, what was that interaction like, and what has the outreach from the community been like in the days following your crash?
Yeah, it's been incredible the amount of people that have, you know, reached out to me. This past week, my phone has literally been on fire, and it's been so just it's been eye opening how much love I have received from, you know, everybody, all of my competitors, you know, throughout the NASCAR garage, all of my peers and coworkers throughout the NASCAR garage, friends and family members, even, you know, previous or drivers and competitors that I race against on the dirt side that have reached out to me. So it's been surreal to see that. And then I can't, you know, say how high, or I can't speak highly enough of Chase as well. Like the moment that he saw me out of the car, he was visibly shaken up and, you know, concerned about me. And, I appreciate, you know, so much his demeanor and you know, his thoughts of me, and he's reached out several times throughout the week to make sure I'm okay. And I asked him if he was okay too. He had a big hit as well, but just thankful for all of the love from everybody, you know, everyone in the community, everyone outside of the community. My phone has been the busiest this week it's been in my entire life.
Do you plan to race all 400 miles today? And will the team have a plan to race all 400 miles tomorrow? And does the team have a reserve driver available for you if you do need to step out of the race car?
The plan is absolutely for me to complete all 400 miles. But we do have, you know, a backup plan in place for tomorrow if I, you know, am not able to do it. Brandon Jones, he came and sat through all of our you know, sim sessions this week to make sure that he was up to speed. He did a great job driving the simulator as well. So, I think that it's either going to be like, you know, I'm going to commit to the race and I'm going to do it, or I'm going to be out and just start and ride around until the first yellow. But, as of right now, I'm full commit, planning on running 400 miles.
Jeff.
Christopher, it's great to see you.
You too.
You're okay. I guess if you can take us backing up for a second to the crash itself, like from your perspective, what do you remember about it? What was the impact like? I mean, did you even have time to realize that the wall was coming, and what were your thoughts immediately after that in that moment?
Yeah, I mean, I remember everything. Like I remember, you know, going into turn three side by side, and I saw Chase wiggle, and then I thought that I was gonna, you know, go around the outside of him, and then at the last moment I saw his car come right, and then it, if I remember right, it kind of like picked my nose up and shot me right. So I remember staring at that Michigan USA sign too. So saw the whole thing coming. And then, once I hit the wall, my earpiece popped out. So I scared the crap out of my wife and probably everyone else listening, because I didn't respond to Tab whenever he was checking on me. But my ear deal popped out, so I didn't have any communication. And then I saw the car was on fire. So I just, you know, was trying to get out as quick as I could. But Yeah, I knew my wrist was broke right away because I couldn't disconnect my shirt. So I reached down, tried to disconnect my shirt, and I couldn't squeeze the button, so I had to use my right hand to do that. And then my foot hurt really, really bad too. But we got X-rays on my foot. It just ended up being bruised. So, yeah, beside my foot and my wrist, I was good to go. And I knew right away, or I thought I knew right away, that my head was okay because I didn't have any sort of headache, didn't black out. I remembered everything. And obviously in the infield care center, they did tests on me. So just super, super blessed that I didn't hit my noggin. And glad I can continue on.
We'll go over here to Kelly and then back to Dustin.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Christopher, I also wanted to ask about the crash. Did you feel like that was just a hard racing at Michigan? I know Chase took responsibility afterwards that it was his fault. In the moment, the 9 team felt maybe that you had pinched him down. Just how it all played out, what was your view of just how it occurred?
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was racing. I don't even know that I would call it hard racing. It was just a racing accident. He got loose. We were side by side through the corner, but these cars don't really tend to lose a lot of side force whenever you're side by side compared to the other cars. So I didn't think he did anything egregious. I didn't think I did anything egregious. It was just a racing accident.
And then your cast, has it been modified in any way to maybe help you in the car, or did the steering wheel change at all just to try to again help how you can grip and what you have? Because you said you're essentially driving one-handed. So what if anything has tried to help that along?
Yeah, I mean, the Ortho Carolina team did a really good job of making sure that the cast is as molded to a steering wheel as I could get it, so I can grip the wheel as good as I can. And then Max Pappas, he did a great job of helping me out with a steering wheel to accommodate me the best that I can. We took a lot of material off of the left side of the wheel just to make it skinnier because I have so much material in my palm to help my hand get around the steering wheel. So I feel like we're as ready as we can get and see what happens.
Dustin, let me know, JC, you kind of hit on the steering wheel part, but how different is it from your normal steering wheel?
It's not much different. Like everything's the exact same except for the left side. The left side just has some material taken away and it's a smaller diameter than my right side. Just because I have, material taking up space in my palm, but it's I'm gonna have to acclimate to driving primarily right-handed. I think I primarily drove left-handed under normal circumstances, so it's gonna take a little bit of acclimation for sure. Thank you.
We'll go back to Davey, and then we have time for one more after him.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM. You mentioned that you kind of knew that it was broken right away, but in terms of the adrenaline and that wearing off when you were in the care center or in the ambulance ride there, when did it kind of hit you that you were in pain and something was wrong, you were going to have to deal with this for the next however long?
Yeah, it was pretty instantaneous, man. Like, as soon as I stopped and reached down to undo my shirt and unhook my shirt, I couldn't hit the button. And I had instant pain. I didn't have pain before I went to hit the button. And then whenever I went to hit the button, I'm like, oh man, something's wrong. And then I got out of the car and I was like looking at it. I'm like, well, it still looks okay. So I guess it's okay. But then I don't think I could get my chin strap undone. So I'm like, okay, something's wrong. I knew right away that it was broken. And then, once I think I took some Advil or ibuprofen there in the infield care center and they put me in a splint. And then from that point on, the pain has been, not much at all if I'm not moving it. But certainly whenever I move it, I get some pain.
And then we'll finish over here with Bob.
Did you ever consider not racing? You're telling us you're racing one-handed, and is the fact that this, NASCAR changed the point system where now if you do miss a race, there is no, you lose points and you really don't get them back compared to the old system. Did that impact your decision at all?
Honestly, I didn't even consider the points, but when I, like Sunday, whenever I got to the airplane, I was like, well, I didn't really have any thought of not racing because I'm like, as long as I can hold the steering wheel, I'll be fine. And then throughout my simulator sessions, obviously that was a test of like, how am I going to do driving the car? And yeah, I did fine in the simulator. So really there was no thoughts of me missing a race since my head was fine. The important stuff is fine. So yeah, it's honestly, if we weren't shifting, Pocono would be a really good track to have this issue with, but the shifting makes it a little bit more difficult. But yeah, well, next week's going to be interesting, Bob. Next week's going to be interesting.
Did they, beyond the steering wheel, is there any other modifications? I mean, did they do any modifications to the shifter to help you or anything else to for this race?
So just everything that I would do left-handed, like my drink bottle, my radios, my helmet blower, all of that stuff just got moved to the right side of the car, so I can use my right hand with it. So, yeah, I think that's it. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Christopher. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys.